Talking now with Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. And coach, welcome back. Two wins in a row now to start the season. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being back. Yeah, we'd rather start 2-0 than 0-2.
Oh, amen to that. And I guess the good news is, and we'll start with the offense once again. You had 43 points in your first game against Ipswich, and then you came back with 40 more against Whittier Tech. And reading the account in the Gloucester Times, you really took advantage of things, particularly being set up by your defense. Is that correct?
Yeah, same thing that happened our first game. Where we started off our first game with a pick six that really set us up for success that game. And then this game, our defense had a good couple fourth down stops against a really kind of tough and physical Whittier team. They moved the ball down the field really well. And our guys were able to come up with a couple of big stops down the red zone, get the ball back, and then start a drive of our own. So that really started us off on the right foot for sure.
Well, I'm reading about the first, I think it was one of the first drives, and Whittier goes all the way down, toward the end zone here. They got a big play, a big drive, I should say, 15 plays. What did your guys do that stopped them deep inside your own zone?
It was really just playing tough up front, I think. That was really the key. We really kind of buckled down up front and allowed our guys up front to make plays in their backfield and kind of disrupt. It was a good drive. I don't want to take anything away from those guys. They really played well, especially during that drive. They were able to move the ball against us, for sure. But it was, being able to win that battle up front, all the big guys and that battle up front is always where it starts. My playing days, I was an O-line guy, and, we all O-line coaches and people that over time, we just like when those battles up front are competitive and fun. We always say that, but I'm sure the quarterbacks and the running backs would also say the other thing.
I had a former student at Gloucester High School, and when Coach Ingram was there, who was a big dude, well, a lot of the guys were big dudes, and he played offense and defense, and I said, "What do you prefer?" And he said, "I prefer playing offense," which surprised me because, I thought defensive end versus offensive tackle. And I said, "Well, what do you like about it?" He says, "I love to pancake people." So,
and on offense, you get that little half step, and you know where you're going, or we do, a lot of trapping and pulling and that type of stuff is always fun. And, but that's always a rivalry between the coaches, the guys who play on the O-line versus the guys that were the quarterbacks and the running backs, the fast guys.
Okay, you got to tell me about your defense, Joe, if you would, please, because I watched the other day, I forget which game we were even doing, but I noticed that the line, it was a defensive struggle, and the line for, I believe it was Danvers, didn't get a lot of penetration into the backfield, but it allowed the linebackers to do so, or sometimes the cornerbacks would come up and stuff the run play. So tell me about the interchange between what the line has to do and what your other guys do, and who ends up making these stops? How important is each?
Yeah, well, the primary job of the line in any real situation is to basically keep the offensive lineman off the linebacker. So the linebackers can do their jobs. You're always trying to let the linebackers get a good look at the ball and where the play is going.
Mm-hmm.
And so your line being able to either, go in one direction or the other, like stunt in one direction or the other, or be able to kind of, switch and twist and do those type of things. Them being able to do that really frees up the linebackers so they can either blitz when that's the appropriate thing or mm-hmm. move side to side and make a play. Without getting tripped up on some, guard trying to get to the second level and try and chop people out. We can't chop anymore, but just getting
right,
away
right,
and
yeah,
those traffic
yeah.
jams. These linebackers can't be effective if they can't get the line off them. So having a good solid line up front and having them be able to get to their gaps and work with whatever's coming at them from the other team, that's a key for any offense and really especially important in high school football for sure.
Brag about some of your kids in the trenches, if you would, Joe, because I have to ask every week, almost every coach, tell me a little bit about the line play, because in the paper you always get the scores.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I was one of those guys too. You never see the D-line and O-line, you never see their names in the papers for sure.
No.
Unless they pick a ball off or something.
Right.
Celebrate. No, but the leader of our D-line for sure is a senior, one of our captains, Ben Hurd. He's number 55 for us. He's been doing a really good job. He's been on that D-line pretty much. He got a little touch when he was a freshman. He's been playing for three-plus years now of solid line play. And he's really our – he's quick and he's tough to he plays the end for us and he's tough to block. He really is because you don't know really where he's going. If you get him from a couple different angles, he's tough to get his hands on. So that's been good. If he's hit that tone for the line, let our other guys kind of rotate through and really be those support pieces. When someone starts paying more attention to Ben, that opens up another alley for another guy to make a play, which has been really you know, an important part for us. Having senior leadership on that line, especially when our, we're always bringing in newer guys, but having a guy who's been in there for so many years and knows so much about what we're trying to do, it's, like having another coach on the field for a for a high school senior like that, which is great.
When you look at the video, Coach, who do you see as a player maybe that you didn't see make? How do I say this? Who played a little bit better than you thought you might have thought? Because you're at ground level and you can't see everything all the time. But when you watch the video, you might say, "Ooh, well, that was a nice little play. They're doing what I asked them to do." Anybody like that you picked out this week?
Yeah, actually, something came up in our film the other day. Our other seniors, Declan Kirk, he's a wide out and cornerback type. Mm-hmm. He plays on the outside for us. This is his first year playing on. Well, he's played varsity last year, but this is his first year really getting number one reps at the cornerback position. But he's been doing such a wonderful job. We said at practice just yesterday how well his form tackling has been, and some of that stuff that we teach. When a corner goes out there, they really have to wrap up and don't let a guy get away from them and do that type of stuff. And that jumped out at us at film this week. Again, there are so many things we're watching. It's so fast. A day of game, sometimes don't get to appreciate when a kid really does good technique. But that stood out, and that was one of the things that kind of came up in our film yesterday, was how good him and a couple of the other corners that we have in that group, they've been doing a really good job of. But he really stood out as a senior leader in that respect, which was great. And, it's great when kids really can embrace the technique that they're taught and do that stuff. And it helps in games because now a one-yard gain stays a one-yard gain as opposed to a guy wiggling away for another 5-10 yards or something. So it's really that's the type of thing that jumps out when you see the film, for sure, when you can slow it down and pause and look at each guy,
It's still early in the season. A couple of quick last questions here. What do you still have to – I mean, you always have to work on everything, I know, but what are some of the things you're still trying to either install or to get the kids to do better?
So at this point in the season, we mostly have the stuff that we want to install, and we've gone through that, which is great because we've had that preseason. But now we're just looking at variations and different packages and different groups of people coming through and making sure that everyone knows what to do. And now we get more into the season where we rep scenarios just as much as we rep installs and new plays and everything like that. So we kind of can shift that focus. Mm-hmm. We should all be in shape at this point, and we should all be knowledgeable about what we're trying to do. And now it's the okay, what if this happens, or what if this person's in, or what if we do it with this personnel group? What does that look like? We can do a lot more, things like that at this point in the season, which is, a pretty good use of our time. Also, so we don't get too banged up during the weeks, in season.
Sure. What do they always talk about with Belichick, situational football, I guess it is, So
absolutely, making sure you know what to do when you're backed up on a punt, or you're, make sure you don't mess those things up so you can give yourself a chance to score with your offense in a normal scenario, as opposed to being, just messing up one of those details. So like I said, we don't rep that as much in the beginning of the season while we're getting them repped to speed.
Right.
But now that everyone's, into the playbook, fully, and we got everything that we want to, what we want to do, now it's like, all right, how can we use that to attack, our opponent this week? That's what we look at.
How's the discipline been?
Great. These kids are, we have a very good senior group that they've done really well, setting a really kind of professional tone for us this year. It's been a lot of, let's get our work in and make sure we, do all the things that we need to do to be successful. And so that's been good to have that type of leadership to really kind of, keep that part of our job really easy and nice.
Okay, Greater Lowell, that's an away game Friday?
Correct.
What do you know about them?
They are good. They're a good, solid team that has they got coming off a good win last week. That was a battle, and they're a big team. They got a lot more kids than us, but they got a lot of size too, which is good. But we're used to playing those type of schools and getting into those battles, which is nice. And it's going to be a lot similar that we saw from Whittier. And they have a pretty good quarterback play and pretty good skill guys all over there to go with that speed. So it's going to be a tough one and a good matchup for us. But one of those real good reasons that we enjoy being in the Commonwealth is that we get to play teams, Greater Lowell. This is a good matchup, and it's going to be a good game. No one's going to blow anybody's doors off. It's going to come down to who can play the best and control, protect the ball and all that stuff on Friday night, and it should be a good game. So I'm looking forward to it from that aspect, and getting on to just a nice normal game week. We haven't played in a Friday night yet this year. We've played on two Thursdays nights, so it's going to be nice to actually play on a Friday, which would be good.
Excellent, excellent. I hope the weather's good. It's supposed to be a little windy, and you guys run multiple offense, do you?
Oh, we do a whole bunch of different stuff, but putting the ball in the air, we're all watching the forecast for the weekend, when everybody plays and how it might affect us. This game's going to be on grass this week, which is you know, as we, which is, you know, as the summer's going on, we've gone from bone dry to a couple days of rain, and who knows what you're going to get. So,
geez, I know.
You know, that type of thing we keep an eye on as the week goes on, but here we are early in the week. We'll get a better view as we go later, but, you know, always planning.
Go from concrete to swamp. You never know what you're going to get, I suppose, right?
Or somewhere in between, right?
Or somewhere in between. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck this week. Keep it going for these this little area here in the Cape Ann community.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you later. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That is Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.